Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 619, MCC Wishes, recorded live on March 8th, 2018. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Duststorm.
And I'm your co-host, Godzilla T.
And welcome back to another news-filled episode of the podcast. We have quite a bit of things to talk about tonight. We have a big update for MCC, along with a couple of things that we didn't cover from last week's community update. The Sydney finals are currently going on, so if you hear us calling out codes during the podcast, we're giving our viewers in Mixer a chance to redeem those codes for gold packs and platinum packs. If you're hearing it in the podcast, it's actually not codes that you can probably use by the time if you're hearing this from a downloaded version, but we have multiple things going on tonight on the stream, so bear with us here a little bit. But first up, let's get a little update from GT on how our community Fraggin' Fridays went this past weekend, and I'm guessing you guys did some Halo 3 throwback and maybe some Warzone or Big Team, depending on how many people you got.
Well, we did. We did play some Fiesta and we played some Halo 3 throwback, but then the party got too big and we had to go into Big Team and play some Warzone.
Okay.
We had a lot of fun. Had a lot of people show up. Everybody seemed to have a blast. Nobody was complaining, at least.
That's good.
But yeah, I was really impressed with how many people showed up.
Good. And I think it'll be a nice thing to get more people in, because Halo 3 Throwback is still the featured playlist for this weekend. That's not changed anywhere. So hopefully we'll get a big audience coming back for Fraggin' Fridays this week. I plan to be on to play Halo tomorrow. Hopefully I will be able to join up with you guys tomorrow.
That'd be cool.
That's the plan. And then you have last weekend where you're going to try to do an Achieving Halo?
This weekend, the 10th.
That's on Saturday at 8 p.m., right?
Yeah, I've been lazy and haven't posted the looking for group. I'm sorry.
It's all good. You're doing a lot better than I am, especially with how busy I am with wedding prep and all that stuff, which is 17 days away. It's getting close. Two more podcasts in this setup, and as you guys can probably see in the back, for those on the live stream, there is a bare wall back there. There is
naked! Oh.
There's nothing on that wall. I've taken down all my posters, so the hallway is barren as well. The next thing I'm moving is the bookshelf that's right over here. I've already taken some stuff off the top and stuff in the middle out. I just need to get a couple boxes to take the rest of the shelf over. But it is slowly getting empty in here, and there are a bunch of boxes in the other place. Speaking of random stuff, as our podcast normally does, there is another code out there, ANZ Plats. It's a platinum pack. For those that are listening on the live stream right now, head on over to halo.gg and you will get a platinum rec pack using that code, ANZ Plats. All right, shall we go ahead and jump into some news?
Sure, why not?
Going back around to the update from last week, it actually came out in the middle of our podcast. We touched on the Halo 3 throwback playlist stuff, some of the new maps and modes that they were introducing to the playlist specifically. So we're going to kind of jump through that and go down to the community section. They did have a little section on the Halo community feedback program, some stats that they pulled together and presented. A lot of the recent stat is just based on how people consume and watch content online. And it wasn't just Halo content, but it was kind of all kind of streaming content or YouTube kind of content. There was that little thing, and then there were radar blips, and that's where we'll start diving into things for this episode. The Reach stats on the web have been completely decommissioned, so there are no more ways to get detailed Reach stats. You have stats available within the game, but they're not as detailed as you can get through a web interface. It's a lot of the legacy stuff that they're trying to decommission, so that has been removed. So hopefully anyone who was looking for their stats was able to pull them before that service went away. There was Emerald City Comic Con this past weekend, and Jonathan Wazak, who was one of the artists for the Rise of Atriox comics, was there, given signatures for some of his arts in Artist Alley. And there were a few other showing of people there, from what I saw on Twitter as well. Next up is the community play date that they had on last Friday for the Halo 3 throwback playlist. They had that from 1 to 2 on last Friday, so it's a little late for us talking about it, but they did have one. Just kind of following the trend of them having a playdate for every time they do their playlist rotation, or at least most of the time when they do it.
And they always seem to do it when I can't play because I'm still at work. And I even get off early.
Same for me. And then the last little radar blip, and I didn't even know this was a thing, but apparently there was a group of Halo fans out in the community who spent a long time trying to get into the cutscene room from one of the missions in Halo Reach. I forget what the campaign level is, the package. It's one of the ones towards the very end. It's where you're going back into Sword Base, where you're going to go get Halsey and Cortana. And they were actually able to, through a series of very complex and complicated steps and set up and everything, able to jump into the cutscene room for that mission. It's a long-winded explanation of how they actually got into the cutscene room. So if you want to go and check it out, I thought it was very interesting to watch. It was interesting to see what tactics they employed to actually get there. And I'm wondering, how much time did it take for them to actually get that done?
Yeah, no kidding.
It was insane. You can find the link on the latest community update for that if you want to learn more about it. It's a really long, in-depth video. I think it was like 15 minutes or so when I watched it. I don't exactly remember how long it was. I don't know if it was signed already there, Laird, or not. But he was there giving away some of his artwork. So I'm guessing if he was there, he was probably signing some of it too. In the community spotlight, we have lots and lots and lots and lots of videos. We have one from Hidden Xperia talking about how 343 Guilty Sparks survived Halo 3. We have another video from Halo Canon talking about Project Mjolnir. There's another video from Eckhart's Ladder talking about the 5 deadliest Covenant units. He's been in the last few of the community updates since we had him on our show. There's also SAC USA stopped by Team Beyond Forums to do a weapon analysis between the rockets and the sniper on Colosseum. And then there was a really cool SFM done by Metalhead Spartan, which I think we've showcased a couple of his videos, if not one of his videos, on our Machinima Mondays whenever I get around to posting those on the blog. But it's a little SFM of Guilty Spark coming to the main theme of Halo, and basically telling people to go follow Marty because of all the fun music, and then you have Exuberant Witness in the background at the very end saying, I don't know why I was coded to be to feel emotion when I feel embarrassed. It's a short 38-second little SFM. For those who don't know what SFM stands for, that's Source Filmmaker. I definitely recommend going watching it. It was funny. You had a chance to watch it?
Yeah, it's hilarious.
I thought it was cute.
Now, if somebody would make like a intro for our videos and stuff.
I don't know how much time it took to actually do that SFM, though. But yeah, we need someone to do an intro video for streaming and videos and all that fun stuff. It was really well done for the voices, too. I don't know who they got to do the voices, but it sounded just like Guilty Spark. And it sounded just like Exuberant Witness.
Yeah, I'm sure there was some electronic foolery going on there.
Oh, I'm sure there was. I don't know if it was something where maybe they sampled some audio from the games and then used that to kind of make a voice. Because I know there's software out there to do that, where you could basically imitate someone's voice by doing voice recognition and analytics on patterns. So maybe they used that in combination with some other voice stuff, but the voices were spot on.
Yeah, they were. It was actually kind of cute.
It really was. I want to see more of them. Because that one was just really, really cool. Hey, Ericibu. Hey, Raikou. And who else was in here? Confal. We got some people joining in. Thanks for coming on over. Even though the Halo live stream is going, really appreciate you jumping on in. We have a little hand-knit Master Chief. That was posted by Casual Thursdays on the Halo subreddit. This is not the first one I've seen, but this one's kind of cute.
Yeah, I'm going to have to see if I can talk my mom into knitting me a Master Chief.
My mom does
I'm pretty
squares.
Sure not.
Well, it's worth asking. There's probably patterns out there.
It took me about 10 years to get her to make me an angel for my Christmas tree. She's big into crochet, so... And she used to make these angels, you know, tree toppers all the time. And, you know, that was just, it's one of those really special things, you know.
Got it.
That would be kind of neat. I wouldn't mind having that sitting on the top of my desk.
Yeah. We also have a little water, it's not watercolor. Is it watercolor?
It's watercolor.
Okay. Watercolor of Master Chief and Cortana, basically the Halo 4 ending of Master Chief standing there and Cortana putting her hand on Chief's chest, and there was the caption at the very end of the game, "It's my job to take care of you, we were supposed to take care of each other, and we did." Really, really cool, heartfelt watercolor, and it made the rounds on social media a lot.
I know of at least one person that made it their lock screen on their phone.
Pins did, right? Yeah. So there you go. How's that working out for you, Pins, by the way, since you're in the chat?
He said it worked just fine.
Okay. So the dimensions were all good and everything?
It was close enough.
Okay.
I'd like to know what Roz is doing in Halo 3.
Roz? What?
A couple pictures down. Character from Monsters Inc.
Oh yeah, I hadn't gotten that far yet, but yeah, we're getting there. Someone did a shadow box of all the metal cases for the games, which I actually kind of like that idea.
I didn't know there was a metal case for Halo CE.
Well,
that
okay,
didn't look so like it's a metal case anyway.
It's not a metal case, but all the rest of them are metal cases. Halo 2, Halo 3, Halo 4. Master Chief Collection, Halo 5. I don't think there was a metal case for Reach, but there's also just the standard CE case. And then there's a Elite cartoon style artwork done by Elite 0087 that was posted over on the Halo subreddit as well. Some custom wooden artwork from Kusanasgan, also over at the Halo subreddit. That, I don't know how long that must have taken to make, but that looks pretty legit.
Yeah, doing the Pillar of Autumn out of wood, that would be painstaking. It almost looks like he used like a laser cutter or a water jet to cut the pieces.
Could have been a Glowforge. With how popular that thing is these days, that wouldn't surprise me. Laird is saying there was a metal case for CE Anniversary from Australia. I guess I'll need to scour eBay for that. Yeah, and then we're down to the screenshot. What'd you call? I forget what her name is.
Roz.
Roz. So yeah, there's Roz basically in place of a grunt in a Halo 3 screenshot.
Holding a carbine.
I'm not sure what the implication is behind that, but the next thing on here is something I wish that could be like sold or bought, because I want one. It's a Crashed Pelican diorama, and I pretty sure it's not from the Halo 3 diorama. It's, but it has Dutch props on it from, and Dutch props is associated with the 405th, and it just looks incredible.
Yeah, it's really well done.
The original poster said some parts come from the, or most parts come from the old Spartan, the Spartan games, so like the Halo Fleet battles and that kind of stuff. Some parts are resin 3D printed, and there's a small smoke machine that people can press to light it up and make smoke come out of some of the holes in the Pelican.
Oh, cool.
This is something I would want in a collector's edition. I would easily pay $300 for something like this. It's a lot. I think it's really cool.
Yeah, it's a wicked looking statue or diorama or whatever you want to call it.
They say diorama in the post, but it's kind of like a scene thing.
It reminds me of the Reach statue.
It does.
I mean, of all the collector's editions, I think the Reach statue is my favorite.
I'd have to say it's between that. Well, as far as statues, yeah, that's the statue. But the helmet from Halo 3 for the Legendary Edition was a pretty cool piece as well.
Yeah, of the three, you know, Halo 5, Halo Reach, and Halo 3, the Reach statue is my favorite of the three. The Halo 3 helmet's right up there, don't get me wrong, but
it's not exactly a statue.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the Reach statue is more of a piece of art than the Halo 3 helmet. You know, the Halo 3 helmet, it's kind of a, you know, more of a gimmicky thing. Which, don't get me wrong, it's still cool, but, you know, if I had to pick something to display, it would be that Reach statue. The Halo 5 bookends will probably live in eternity in their box.
I actually had that on top of my Halo bookshelf. I'm not sure where it's going to end up when I rearrange things in my man cave, but it may resume that position or it might be something else. I don't know what I'm going to do as far as shelves go. I got to figure that out. But that's for next week or the week after to figure out. You got someone agreeing in there with you, Uncle Toxie, saying if he can only keep one, he'd keep the Reach statue.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, it seems to be probably the most detailed and just, I don't know, I just like the way it looked.
And what you get for the statue is well worth the Legendary Edition that you paid for.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not faulting any of the Legendary Editions, well, except for, you know, like the Halo 4 one that didn't exist.
Yeah. And, actually, you know, did end up buying the, whatever you call the iconic pose from the poster and the box. I did buy that statue.
Oh, you did?
I did. That thing is heavy. That thing is really heavy. It's probably as heavy as the other three things combined.
Wow.
Because it's all casted. Yeah, I don't know what other things McFarlane did as far as the casted stuff pins, but I know there's been some Web of Workshop stuff, which if I was involved with Halo a little bit more early on and I knew about this stuff, I probably would have invested in and bought. But nowadays, they're just so hard to get and they're so expensive. Like the Halo 3 chip one, there's the Hunter one. I think there's the one, I think it was Master Chief that's kind of in the air, but his figure is held up by smoke and he's shooting, I think, a Brute or something like that. But the Weta ones were nice. Really nice. Going back to the update, we're on our Halo hotshots. Got an array of different hotshots this week. Not any particular theme, but there's a couple of recognizable names in here. Haruspis, we've seen a lot of before. He actually got in here twice, believe it or not. There's also Captain Halfjaw. He's one of the 405th folks, or he was. I don't know if he's associated with them anymore, but I actually stayed with him during RTX. Not last year, but the year before. So he's taking some screenshots. And there's a good mix of environmental screenshots along with some posed screenshots in here. There's a couple of HCS ones down at the very bottom as well. There's a lot of variety in the ones for last week.
Nice assortment.
I do like the Hog Infinity one where it's two Spartans back to back and they're surrounded by swords, almost like they're being surrounded by cloaked elites or something like that. And the other Hog Infinity one with a Spartan looking at one of the Grunt Goblins also looks really cool. I'd give my number one spots to Hog Infinity for this week.
Really cool looking screenshots.
Eric Yabu just sent us a picture of a Pillar of Autumn that he made, which actually looks really cool too. He sent it in our Discord.
Oh, cool.
It's really, really well done. I am quite impressed. So he can make art and paint, and he can make art in real life.
He's just an artsy kind of guy.
That he is. We both were going there. So that wraps up the update from last week. Anything to add to that, GT? Or shall we move along?
We pretty much covered it.
Moving on to our next article. There is a new mini comic book series coming out called Halo Collateral Damage. And this one is focusing on Master Chief and Blue Team. This one is going to be taking part during the Human Covenant War. So I'm going to take a guess that this is either... Well, no, this is probably before the events of Halo 1 and maybe after the events of Fall of Reach. Or not Fall of Reach. First Strike. That's at least kind of what I'm guessing. It's just a three-part series. The first issue comes out on June 6th and it's available for pre-order now. And it's going to be taking place around an undescript and unspecified colony world where they're trying to halt the Covenant's effort on trying to find an ancient and powerful machine underneath the planet's surface, which kind of sounds familiar to the plot of Halo 3. And yeah, so a three-part series.
I think this probably takes place between Halo 2 and Halo 3. Or not Halo 2 and Halo 3. Halo CE and Halo 2.
So do you think he teams up with Blue Team in between the two games?
Well, he does in First Strike.
That's true.
First Strike is those two games.
That's right. Yeah, I would agree. For some reason, I didn't make that connection, but you're totally right. So yeah, get to add a little more story, maybe fill in a couple more gaps. Again, that'll be coming out June 6th. So get your pre-orders in now. Next up. Sorry, go ahead.
No, the chat's talking about the timelines and I don't know when this is going to be. It'd be nice if they'd kind of give us a time frame for it.
Yeah, and they didn't specify a planet either, which this was taking place, which sometimes the teaser descriptions or the summary descriptions usually have that information in there, but they didn't for this.
They left a lot out.
They may have did that intentionally.
On purpose. I'm sure they did.
But yeah, this would either be before or after the events of Halo 1, but not after Halo 2, and definitely not before Fall of Reach. So somewhere between Fall of Reach and Halo 2, this is where it's taking place. We'll see. For the Columbus Finals, that will be for the U.S., which is going to be taking place during March 23rd through the 25th, which is in just over 2 weeks. There's going to be a viewing party at the local Microsoft store in Columbus on Friday from 4 to 10. So if you're in the Columbus area, make sure you go check this out. It is going to have a couple of giveaways, a couple of probably door prize stuff. There's going to be MLG swag, 343 signed goodies, and there's going to be some other staff to hang out with there. A couple of raffles, and there's also going to be a 2v2 tournament at the store as well. So for our listeners that are in the Columbus area, which we probably have quite a few, you can head on over to smash.gg/HaloWC at Easton to register for the 2v2 tournament. First place is going to receive a $100 Microsoft Store gift card. Second place, $60. Third place, $20. All competitors will be eligible for a word of mouth weapon skin, VR for Halo 5. And then all the competitors will receive Halo 5 rec packs.
Cool.
Yeah. So that is my wedding weekend. I will probably not be watching, even though I will want to watch a lot. It might be something that's on in the background. But that is going to be the world finals for the U.S. North American stuff. And then we'll head to the finals in Seattle, which will be the second weekend in April, which I will be there.
I won't be.
Well, hopefully we'll get you to PAX this year.
I'm hoping.
Well, we'll try to get you there. I'm sure the community will be more than happy to help pitch in.
Well, right now, the biggest obstacle is that is work. I love the community, but I'm pretty sure they can't help with that particular problem.
Yeah, that's a fair point. Outside of that, we'll try our best. A little bit related on the Halo WC front, since we are kind of in that arena of news at the moment. Optic Gaming, the organization, not the team, has left the Halo competitive scene weeks before the Halo finals.
Interesting.
Yeah. So Haas was kind enough to glean some knowledge into why this might be happening in our Discord a little bit earlier. And it has to do with how some of the other esports games in the scene are making a lot more return on investment. So things like Counter-Strike, Overwatch, Leagues, Fortnite's an up-and-coming one, PUBG. They have a lot more viewership, and there's a lot more return on investment as far as companies actually putting money towards gamers playing. The bigger teams, and we actually saw this with CLG, was it last year? Maybe the year before? I think it was last year or the year before. Can't remember. I think it was last year. But CLG dropped out of the Halo scene, and now Optic Gaming is dropping out of the Halo scene, which is, it's kind of funny that the top performing team in the league for the past 2-3 years is the organizations that are leaving Halo, even though they're still doing well.
Yeah.
I find that kind of funny, but I mean, as far as the team itself, Optic Gaming's team, which had Snakebike and Ogre 2 and all those guys, the team is not leaving. Obviously, they'll either stand by their own team name, or they'll have another organization that'll come in and sponsor them. But as for the organization, Optic Gaming itself is no longer part of the Halo esports scene.
Yeah, and it just boils down to Halo's popularity.
So Haas is in the chat now. I guess he's been lurking, stalking us. He said there's 100T. I don't know what organization that is, if you want to elaborate on that a little bit. And then we'll read it off to the folks on the podcast side of things. But yeah, I thought that might be some interesting news to share, especially given that the finals are 5 weeks away.
Yeah, it'd be sad to see if one of the top teams not making it to the finals because they don't have a sponsor.
I don't think it's a requirement to have a sponsor.
Well, I mean, they still have somebody have to have somebody to flip the bill.
Well, I'm guessing they had enough money from last year.
Depends on what Optic Gaming took out of that prize.
That's a good point. Yeah, I don't know. I'm assuming they can make it there, though. They probably have enough to make it there. They'll have family that will probably help out. I mean, some of the family on the Optic side was actually there last year. I didn't get to meet them, but
I guess that's not a problem. Apparently, HCS pays for their travel and lodging.
Yeah, for the top teams, they do. But as far as, yeah, the organizations, is like sponsoring them on, I think they still, like for the Orlando one, I think they were probably on their dime for the Columbus finals, since they're in the top teams, they'll probably get paid for. But yeah, the finals, 3-for-3 pays for the top teams from all the regions that are placed to come. The organization parts, though, that give them the gear and for all the other transportation to all the other open lands and things, that's where they probably help out a lot too. So the next update, which is probably the big one everyone's been anticipating, is the MCC development update number 2.
I have to admit, this is a good update. I really enjoyed reading it.
I agree.
They tell you a lot and you get nothing out of it. Oh, wait a minute. No.
It's a little bit more than that.
No, they did a good job of giving us good information, but not overselling the update.
Yeah. And like Sketch said from the very beginning, they're going to be routinely giving us updates, but they're not going to be sugarcoating it or trying to...
They're not trying to hype the patch. They're just trying to give us information.
Let's go dive through it, shall we?
Sure.
They internally are on milestone 4, which doesn't really tell us anything outside of 343, but internally that's a couple of things that they can share with us. One of which is an intelligent delivery system with regards to the content in the Master Chief Collection experience. They're basically giving people the ability to download certain aspects of the game without having to download the entire game in one go. So if you have bandwidth constraints or you have a low bandwidth situation and maybe you want to start with playing Halo 1 first, for instance, then you can download the Halo 1 section and start playing the Master Chief Collection and then download the other game pieces later. Or maybe if you want to download all the campaign stuff but don't want to download all the multiplayer stuff, then you can do that as well. So that's a kind of content delivery system that they're working to do. Another example is to download language packs that might not be specific to your specific region. So I think of, for example, in Texas, like the default language in Texas would be English, but if you want to download the Spanish language pack, then you could get that. That maybe wasn't included on your copy that you bought or the disc or something like that. So that's some of the stuff that they're looking to implement as part of this milestone. And another thing that they've done is working on Xbox One enhancement, just continuing on the quality of the textures that they're updating. There's a little note from Jeremy Cook, the art director, on what they're doing for higher fidelity and increased capabilities in the engines for Xbox One X and some of the other enhancements for just the game in general.
Yeah, I like that they're making it to the point where you can break it up into smaller chunks, because you know there are a lot of countries around the world where the internet providers, you know, limit the amount of data that you can use in a month. And Master Chief Collection is not small.
No, it's, I forget how big it is. It's almost in the 100 gig range now?
I would bet that it's almost 100 gigs.
It's, yeah, but with all five games, full games in there, and ODST, if you were one of the ones that received that, it's a big download. It's huge. Huge.
Eric Yaboo's saying in 70 gigabytes.
Do you have ODST? The T-Lock's saying 62, so I guess 70 would be with ODST, and 62 is without. That means Halo... wow, because Halo 5 is 92. Dang. That's crazy. So 70 gigs. Not as big as Halo 5, but still pretty big. If you have just one of the original Xbox Ones, Halo 5 alone takes up over a fifth of the hard drive space.
Yeah, for me, which I have the ODST... it's saying 62.7.
Okay, that's interesting. I wonder why Eric Booz is bigger.
Oh, wait a minute. Looks like I need to install the ODST. It didn't get installed when I put...
the disk in?
No, it didn't get installed when I moved to my Xbox One X.
Ah, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, with that, it gets me to 70.8.
Okay, and that's what everyone else is saying in the chat.
Well, that's not good. Why didn't it transfer when I transferred it? That's okay.
At least it's a smaller part and not totally having to download the whole thing.
Yeah, true. And, you know, that's one of the good things about this implementation that they're working on is you will be able to download what you're capable of downloading. You know, you don't have to download this massive, you know, 70 gigabyte game all at once, which I imagine the update will be sizable as well. But, you know, I don't know how much it'll actually affect the size of the game because, you know, it will add stuff, but it also will take some stuff away. So, because they'll be, you know, I'm sure they'll be doing some cleanup of the code.
Yeah, so probably popping stuff out and putting stuff in, and overall they'll probably be bigger, but it's going to be a lot better experience.
Well, it's, you know, like with that last big update they did for Halo 5, it actually removed a few gigabytes of data, so.
All their test stuff that they were doing. So, yeah. They've been doing some networking tests within the studio. Sketch said they were doing some duos, and something that they've implemented, which I think will be really helpful for a lot of people and will be really exciting, is continuous matchmaking. So whenever you're done with the post-game conference report, like every other Halo game in history, you won't get dropped out of matchmaking. It'll keep you in the queue and you'll jump right into your next lobby until you back out. So you won't have to recreate your lobby again. You won't have to re-invite people. It'll drop you straight back into matchmaking with the same party and everything. That's a major improvement.
Yeah, definitely. And one thing they didn't make note of is during their this particular network test, voting was disabled.
They saw, based on player data, that a lot of the population generally voted for only Halo 3 maps. I will admit to that.
For what reason, I have no idea.
There have been a few times where I've done that, but there have been other times where it's like, okay, I don't want any Halo 3, so I'll vote for something.
Well, it kind of depends on what the other two maps are, too.
Yeah, and that may be part of it. It is something later on in the FAQ that where they're, it seems like they're almost leaning towards just taking out the voting system entirely.
It does.
Which I'm okay with.
The way they're talking it. Maybe in certain playlists. It does sound like that.
But maybe in certain playlists. I don't know if it should be done in every playlist.
What it sounds like is they're also going to be, they might be breaking up the matchmaking itself into the separate games.
That would be nice.
And not doing the combined playlist, you know, like Team Slayer across all games. You know, they'll have a Halo 1 playlist, Halo 2 playlist, Halo 3 playlist, Halo 4 playlist. So, you know, the people that want to play Halo 3, they can go play Halo 3. The people that want to play Halo 2 can go play Halo 2. Same for Halo 1 or Halo 4. And I think overall that's probably a better solution, because that will actually probably make it easier for the game to handle matchmaking, since it doesn't have to bounce from game to game to game.
Maybe. I don't know if that would put more strain on it, having voting versus not voting.
Well, I mean, not necessarily the voting part. I meant having one playlist that goes across multiple games.
Gotcha.
You know, the voting thing, you know, if it's a single game, like you're in a Halo 3 playlist, voting's fine, because then you're just voting map. You're not voting game. You know, like me, I don't play Halo 3 matchmaking. I just don't, because I never really enjoyed the Halo 3 matchmaking. Love the campaign. Lots of fun. But I was never a fan of the matchmaking.
Yeah, me neither. I still blame the aiming system.
Well, I mean, the aiming system was fine. It's just how they treated the bullets.
I was okay with the bullets, but the way that movement and aiming felt in Halo 3 just felt so wonky compared to all the other games. That's just my personal take on it.
Yeah, we've had that discussion before.
Yeah. Voting, it looks like it's probably going to be removed after all this patching is said and done. It will be interesting to see, like you were saying, GT, what they do with the matchmaking playlist, and if they add a significantly more amount and maybe break up those playlists into the game specific stuff, which I would be okay with. Because if you're looking to do, I mean, basically, if you want to do matchmaking, having Halo 2, Halo 3, Halo 4, as if you were playing the actual games that are still available, even though Halo 2 isn't, you still have all those playlists on Halo 4 and Halo 3 still available. Granted, the populations aren't quite there, but if you did something similar with the Master Chief Collection where, okay, within matchmaking, you break down to each individual game or have a cross-game playlist, and then you have all five of those there, I think you might, it might saturate the playlists a little bit, but it might be better accepted by the community. I don't know. It depends on, I think that's going to be one of those things where when they actually get it out there for the people that are in the Xbox Insider program and the feedback program, once they actually get it out, the first wave out into the public, they might use some of that data to see, okay, how are people actually going about finding games? Is it saturating the playlist too much? Do we need to kind of keep it consolidated into fewer playlists or what? That's probably where we'll have input into that, is my guess.
Just to have an individual set of playlists for each game and then have a cross-game playlist, I think that would just thin the population out too much.
I think that's, a public test will help determine that.
Yeah, I think they're going to have to do one or the other.
Probably.
Because, you know, no matter what they do, MCC is not going to be in a good place. You know, they may recoup some players, but, you know, there's people that have, you know, they flat just walked away from it.
We'll see. It seems like they're trying to breathe life into a game that I don't know if has some last breath in it for getting people to come back.
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll see. I mean, there's all the testing going on. We'll see what happens.
I mean, we're still quite a ways away from this update, so there'll be some things that get ironed out, and there'll be things that are in this update now that will change.
Once we get to the FAQs, we'll definitely dive into a couple of those. For the flighting program, this is where they're going to be using the community to test out. They're going to be using the intelligent delivery to help with some of that as well. Again, if you want to be part of the testing group, then make sure you are part of the Halo Community Feedback Program and the Insider or the Xbox Insider Program, as being members of both of those will be your best chances of actually getting into that test ring.
Yeah, and the nice thing is the way they're going to do this is they're going to have a separate build that you will download to test. So it will not affect your existing installation of MCC.
Did they say that specifically in here and I just missed it? Okay.
Yeah, they did say that. They referenced, was it last weekend or a weekend before, the flighting program that Sea of Thieves used. They actually had three different versions of the game that they delivered out to testers. Seeing that I was part of the Xbox Insiders program, I was able to participate in both, in two of the tests. I did not. One of them was like a pre-order. You know, you had to be either part of their community already or have a pre-order of the game to join in, and then they had a couple of network tests, or one network test and one like scale. I think they called it a scale test,
like a network stress test type of thing.
Well, one of them was a network stress test, and the other one they were just testing basically the world with the people in it. It probably had a lot to do with network too, but the network side of it wasn't as much of a focus as how the game itself handle it. I honestly don't remember.
I get what you're saying.
I think it was more of a test of the servers than it was the actual network. But, you know, they're looking to do something like that. You know, that way people can join in and be able to test the game. But if they want to get on with their friends that aren't part of the test group, or they want to play a different part of MCC, they still have that full installation where they can go play it. Because, you know, I can bet that these downloads that you get are probably going to be focused mainly on the multiplayer. So, you know, they're not going to make you download all the campaigns and stuff like that if they're testing the multiplayer side of it. So they'll probably break out just the multiplayer segment of it, and you'll download that, and, you know, you'll test with that, give your feedback and stuff like that.
That makes sense. I can see that.
No, you know, it all boils down to this intelligent delivery system that they're building for MCC. And this is the main reason why they're building this system, is so that they can get sections of the game out for testing in the public without compromising all the installations of MCC out there.
I think that's a really good idea.
Oh, yeah, I think it's an awesome idea. You know, I was, you know, I wanted to participate in the testing, but I didn't want to have to delete MCC off the hard drive in order to be able to install this updated version, or, you know, have it update MCC and then, you know, I'm unable to play it. Now, granted, I have multiple Xboxes, that's fine, but, you know, I only have one that's in the Insiders program. You know, my main Xbox, I keep out of the Insiders program just for the simple fact of, you know, there's some stuff that it doesn't always work. And especially when you're playing with people that are not part of the Insiders program, there are sometimes issues. You know, if it was just me playing and, you know, I wasn't doing like the Fraggin' Fridays or anything like that, I wouldn't have a problem with it. It would be a hassle, but, you know, it would be bearable. But when I'm getting ready to stream, I don't want to have to fight with the Xbox to be able to start a party or, you know, get everybody gathered up.
That makes sense.
That, you know, yeah, it just doesn't make for interesting watching when you're sitting there watching a guy trying to get a party together for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And then after one game, it crashes.
Agreed. Moving on to the next thing, feature wish list. There's a couple of things that have been, well, there's actually a lot of things that have been highly requested from the community. A lot of which is something that they've acknowledged, but they're not committing to yet. So it's something to kind of keep in mind whenever we're going through and seeing what they're actually going to do or what they're committing to. The list as it stands right now, custom game browser, Halo Reach, Spartan customization, Firefight, UI menu refresh, new ranking and progression systems, file share browser, Halo 4 missing content, and party up system. A lot of this stuff is going to be answered in the FAQ, so let's go ahead and just dump onto that one too.
Well, before we get past this one, the community needs to understand that they put this out here, this wish list thing out here, not for the simple fact that they want to add work to themselves. They want to find out what the community wants for additions to the game. These additions will probably not come with the patch download. These are future things that they intend on working on. You know, not all this stuff will show up, but, you know, you got to keep that. If you respond to any of the tweets or comments made about them trying to take on or bite off too much, you keep this in mind. It's not that they're working on it. They want to know what we want. What features could they put into MCC to make it more enjoyable for us?
Right. Doesn't necessarily mean they're going to do it.
I've seen some comments about people berating 343 for asking for this information.
For them just asking for it?
For them just asking for it, because people were, you know, assuming that they're trying to bite off more than they can chew. And it's not that way. They just want to know what the community wants to add to MCC.
Yeah, they're just curious.
Now is the time to lay the groundwork for some of these ideas.
And yeah, they're going to prioritize and see what they can implement. And what they're doing for this first initial set isn't going to be the end all be all of what they're doing either. It's going to be something that they continue to work on.
And that, you know, that's the one thing that, you know, they say later on in the article is, yeah, this is not the last update for MCC. They are going to continue to work on it and continue to add work on new features for MCC. You know, this isn't the end of MCC's updates. They're going to continue working on it, which I found very reassuring.
It's good to see them actually taking the feedback, and I think it's going to be a lot of the stuff they're going to take to heart, and if they can do it, they're going to do it. I mean, they've shown a vested interest in actually making sure that they can get this right. And I know for some people it's probably a little too late, but they've heard the community, and I think it's just kind of proof that they care, and it's all going to be good. Quick interruption, there is a Platinum Rec Pack code on the stream that they're doing for Australia and New Zealand. It is a really weird code. I don't know if it's an Australian term, but it's Berserker Plat, except with Berserker spelled with B-Z-I-I. That is the latest code that has been dropped in, so head on over to Halo GG and enter in your code. I don't know. It was B-Z-I-I. I don't know if they mistyped it or what.
They just want to make it difficult to say.
Probably. They probably mistyped it. I just entered it in. It worked. B-Z-I-I-R-K-E-R-P-L-A-T. I have no idea. So, frequently asked questions? Should we go on that one?
Sure.
Will MCC ever come to PC? No official plans.
No official plans.
Which is going to be the answer to a lot of these things.
We have nothing to announce today.
I personally think if they were to bring MCC to Halo...
To PC.
Yeah, MCC to Halo. If they were to bring MCC to PC, I think the PC community would be really happy and really appreciative about it. I don't know if it would get a wide user base, maybe with all of the features in there, including matchmaking and campaign and all the multiplayer stuff, maybe it would do well. But Halo 5 Forge, even though it is free, with it only being Forge and custom games, it hasn't been widely adopted by the PC community. So I just don't know what the adoption rate would be. I personally think it's a good thing. And if it came to PC, I would play the heck out of it on PC.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I would love to see it to be come to PC, because it's nice to have, you know, a portable version of my games.
You just need a nice laptop that can run the graphics while you're on the road.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a PC that could handle anything in MCC. You know, I might have to turn down some of the settings, but it would be playable. Halo 5 for PC, the Forge, it was really geared for more the Forge community. I don't think they were really targeting the PC player. You know, I don't think they were really targeting the FPS player for PC. I think, you know, it's something the Forge community has been begging for ever since freaking Halo 3.
That's true.
Well, ever since, you know, freaking Forge launched, the Forge community has been begging for it. They've been wanting it, you know, they've been wanting custom edition is what they've been wanting. And this is the closest they can get to something like, you know, the editor that comes in custom edition for Halo. And don't get me wrong, it freaking blows Forge away in so many ways, it's unbelievable. Just regular Forge. But yeah, it was more geared to be a tool, not necessarily a game. You know, the reason they included the customs was so that the Forgers could test without having to port the map back and forth. You know, it was an easy way for them to get a lobby together and do some testing, you know, to make sure that the weapon spawns, the vehicle, you know, the vehicles moved around the map right, or the Spartans were able to move around the map right. the clambers or the special jumps worked correctly, things like that. Which, you know, I applaud 343 for doing it. You know, I've seen some of the forgers work with it, and it's amazing how it's amazing how well it works. You know, a lot of the forgers I've watched that use it, they'll bounce back and forth between keyboard and mouse. You know, some things that are, you know, they'll bounce between the keyboard and the controller. Some of the stuff is easier to do with the controller. Some of the stuff, you want the precision of the mouse and the keyboard.
Yeah, especially with some of the intricate forge stuff that they're doing. That could, yeah, it's definitely very useful.
But, you know, I kind of think that particular question is kind of like, will keyboard and mouse support ever come to Xbox One?
Well, so keyboard support is there for the dashboard.
For the dashboard, but not for games. So, as I said, will keyboard and mouse support ever come to Xbox One?
Isn't that something that Phil Spencer talked about at one point?
He's talked about it several times, but he has never really confirmed or denied that it's coming.
And now he's not technically head of Xbox anymore. I forget who the new guy is.
Yeah, I don't understand that particular move, but anyway.
He's moving up. Good for him.
Yeah, for him. It would be great if it ever happens, but right now they're just focused on getting it working on Xbox.
Let's get it working on Xbox first. We have, well, MCCB added to Xbox Game Pass. Something to think about, but not on the roadmap.
Yeah, it'll be added.
Maybe a long time down the road.
It probably, once they get this patch vetted out pretty well, I would not be surprised if it shows up in Xbox Game Pass.
I think it's going to be there. It's just a matter of when.
Yeah. I think, and I honestly think it would be a good move to move MCC into the Game Pass to maybe draw some players back into Halo.
That would help tremendously. With how popular and how well-received Game Pass is, that would definitely help get player base up for the game.
Like I said, if you're a person that buys more than two games a year, the Game Pass makes sense.
Strangely enough, I'm not one of those people.
You know, if you buy two AAA games, guess what? You've paid for an entire year of Game Pass.
Because it's $10 a month.
Yeah. Two games and you've paid for the entire year of Game Pass. You know, for me, yeah, I buy maybe one or two games a year, but that's it. And it's only every 3 or 4 years. So it doesn't make sense for me, but I know plenty of people where it makes sense, you know, and it's a really good value.
I'm just not that type of gamer. I have my very small set of games and that's what I play.
Yeah. And I'm the same way. I've got this list of games that I play and that's it.
And honestly, the only games I would play on Game Pass would be Halo. And there's plenty of other games that I play that are not on Game Pass. So it's not, well, for me, it's not very beneficial. But for the average Joe gamer who basically gets a game for the experience and then moves on to the next one, yeah, this is an amazing deal. Next question. Will Halo 3 ODST Firefight and or Halo Reach be added to MCC? I don't know why this one keeps getting asked. Firefight, I can understand. But Reach? Master Chief isn't in Reach. Technically, he's not in ODST either, but ODST was given because of the major issues. That's kind of an aside note. But Master Chief wasn't in Reach, so it wouldn't really be the Master Chief collection anymore if they included Reach, right?
Yeah. It's kind of the way I look at it.
And Reach is back compat. I mean, I guess Halo 3 and Halo 4 is too, but the Halo 3 and Halo 4 were not originally back compat or being slated to be back compat because of MCC. And then they finally probably did it because of the pressure of MCC not working the way they had planned it working. But Reach is back compat. I've heard people say they've had issues, but I've never had issues. Even when we did Speed Halo on it, we didn't have issues. And that's one of the more, I think, processor and graphic intensive game types that you can play on Halo Reach. They said that's outside the scope of what they're looking at, but it's something that they're continuing to assess and evaluate for the future feasibility. That's a maybe, but not committed. will you add a custom game browser to MCC? So the response to this one seems very positive. They're looking to possibly make a system that's more robust than the custom games browser than Halo 5, which is, would be interesting. Be very useful for MCC, but that would be quite interesting. The model that they use for Halo's custom or Combat Evolved on PC and Halo 2 Vista is something that they're looking at as far as their social experience. It's something that it seems like they're putting a lot of time and effort into. That one looks pretty promising, actually. It's not something that they're necessarily are saying are going to be part of the first proper update for the title, but they have a focused intent on adding that to MCC. So that's one thing that they haven't committed to yet, but they're saying we are going to try to make this happen as much as we can. Next question they have is, can the emblem system get fixed?
Yes, please.
They're working on existing bugs, but they don't have any guarantees. They do want to improve some of them, though. So they'll probably fix what they can, and what they can't fix, they'll continue to look at and see what they can do about it. Capiche? Next question. What are your plans for MCC playlists in particular, addressing the current issue with the way voting works and how difficult it is to play something that isn't Halo 3? Kind of talked about this already from the first response that we mentioned up top. They're looking at pulling out voting altogether, something that they that Sketch mentioned was in the current build that they were working with. And they're looking to limit playlists to a single game and remove the voting stage altogether. They'll be reviewing data and see what the best combinations for those playlists are going to be. But again, they're just making sure that matchmaking experience, which is primarily the big issue, one of the big issues that has plagued MCC for a while, they just want to make sure that that will work the way that they want it to work. Part of that is going to be the whole voting system. Next question, is the team planning on any updates or changes to the UIs and menus? They are looking at quite a few changes. They're looking at reducing steps into getting into game experiences, streamlining navigation, general UI improvements based on feedback, and better ways to kind of showcase your accomplishments as a player in the game, social interactions and social experience improvements, a lot of that stuff going to be coming down the pipeline. So nothing for them to say right off the bat of what they're doing. They're definitely working on making updates to the UI and menus, which is good.
Oh, definitely.
Let's just hope it doesn't take 30 seconds for the main menu to load.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one thing they really do need to focus on is MCC, it needs to be very responsive. It can't be as clunky as it is now.
I think with a lot of the changes that have been made to the Xbox architecture, that's likely coming down the pipeline.
I mean, MCC has always been very cumbersome to navigate.
Oh, it was even worse than it was now.
Well, yeah, don't get me wrong. It's better than it was, but it's still the menu system, the UI elements, just the way the UI is laid out. It is kind of cumbersome to navigate through it.
Next question is there plans to introduce Join in Progress in custom games? I like the answer to this one. Yes. Simple. To the point. Confirmed. Our first very confirmed. Let me take that back. The question was, are there plans? It's not a confirmation that they're committed to doing it, but there are plans. But still, the simple yes was nice.
After some of the other answers they give, yes, that is a very good answer.
Nice, succinct, to the point. Thank you very much. Will the update automatically unlock achievements where progress was reset? Will there be any new achievements added? So they said there's no feasible way for them to retroactively unlock achievements that didn't unlock, but they are looking to put things into place where the team will be able to go in and manually resolve player achievements.
And thankfully, they are not adding any more achievements.
Right. It's not something that they're saying they're going to be able to do that. It's something that they're looking into. But still, I think that's good of them, for them to be able to like maybe make some analysis on game history. And maybe they, like, if they see game history, they can run it through their stats and say, oh, okay, we need to unlock this achievement for all these players. So similar to how maybe sometimes you're supposed to unlock achievement, but it doesn't unlock right away. And then you log back into the game months later and they unlock. It's probably something similar to that.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
There were a couple of achievements when I was working on MCC a little while ago where I ran through and got them, but I didn't get the achievement. And then I popped back on 3 days later and I got the achievement.
I always like when the campaign achievements pop while you're in the middle of a match-made game.
It's like, oh yeah, I was supposed to give this to you. Here you go. It's like, thanks.
I remember in the early days that, you know, I'd gone through and, you know, I played through one of the campaigns. I don't even remember which one it was. And I decided to hop on and, you know, a couple days later, hop on and just do some matchmaking. I'm sitting there in the middle of a BTB game and all these campaign achievements start popping, like five of them. I'm like, really?
That's funny.
I'm playing multiplayer. Why are you giving me campaign achievements? You know, some of them are just achievements I didn't even realize I got, you know, because I wasn't really paying attention to, you know, achievement hunting right at that moment. All these achievements start popping. I'm like, yeah, okay, well, I guess I got them.
There you go. Next question that we have is, are you planning to add LAN support? LAN support. Yes, we're looking to add offline LAN support for MCC. That doesn't mean that your Xbox can be offline. You still have to be online, but you can do local LAN support. At least that's what they're trying to do. Which was kind of already there to begin with, because that was the failover when the online stuff didn't work, which the online stuff regularly did not work. So they're just making it officially supported.
Well, they're the way they're restructuring the servers, they shouldn't need the failover anymore, but they're leaving it in there to make it where you can still have LAN support.
Which is good. I'm kind of debating whether I can get an early build for my LAN party before the wedding. I may ask Sketch, see what can be done.
That would be interesting.
It'd be a good test group. It'd be like, okay, I could get almost, might not be a full 16, but I could get a lot to be playing a game. Be some good, valuable test data. And fun at the same time. Since Halo CE is based off the PC code, is there any chance of Halo Custom Edition being added to MCC? Now, the response to this one was kind of interesting.
Not exactly direct either.
Right. Something I forgot to mention from the community update last week is they had Sean Cooper, who goes by Cornman00, which I've seen that name before. I don't remember where, but I've seen the Cornman name somewhere. I just don't remember where I've seen it before. I don't remember if it was in like a modding tool set or if it was some community video or some... I don't remember. I know I've seen his name somewhere before, though. Anyways, he works on the Halo PC side of the house, so Custom Edition, Halo CE for PC, and Halo 2 Vista. And there's some stuff that he's been incorporating from Custom Edition into the Halo CE build in MCC. Now, that doesn't mean that they're looking to have the full mod support in the game, but that is interesting that they're taking aspects of the Halo CE or the Halo Custom Edition code, putting it into the MCC build vice the Halo CE for PC build, and putting it in there. So I'm not exactly sure what that means they're doing with it. I don't think that's necessarily saying that they're opening up all the modding capabilities for it. It's interesting, maybe with some of the other tie-ins, or not APIs, but some of the ways that you can interface additional content with the game in Custom Edition that you can't do with just the normal version of Halo. I don't know. It's interesting to see that they're doing it that way.
It'd be really interesting to see what aspects of Custom Edition they are adding to CE.
Will there be future updates to MCC after this massive one? Yes. That's basically the answer. They're planning to do rolling updates after this first big one, but yeah, there will be continuous updates to MCC until they get to where they want it to be. And that's the end of the blog for MCC update.
It was informative, but they didn't glorify it.
And I think that's something that Sketch made very clear at the beginning. They wanted to do the consistent updates to make sure that people know what was going on and that they were still working on it. But at the same time, they're not overcommitting or overpromising anything. They mean well. They want to include a lot of the stuff that we're asking about, but they're being sensible about it, biding their time, making sure that everything is coming out the way that they want it. When they're going to be doing the big builds, they want to make sure it's a quality build that people will understand what the purpose of the build is for and what they're going to be testing specifically. So I think they're going about it in the best way that they could possibly be going about it right now. And that's all we got for tonight as far as new stuff goes. On the community front, nothing much there either. We kind of already covered a lot of the Reddit stuff from the community update. There's nothing new there. I don't know if they have the results on the Forge Hub contest, the aesthetic race map yet. I haven't checked into that. Maybe I can check into that for next week. There is the latest crate that is Arena. It's multiplayer themed, and there's going to be a Warzone t-shirt in there. You can head on over to podtackler.com/lootcrate, and then you can use the code podtackler at checkout to get $3 off of your crate. They haven't showed the icons figure yet, so we'll probably get that probably within the next couple of weeks. As for our Spartan company, we did unlock one of our commendations since last time. I think it was on Sunday? Your Saturday or Sunday? Maybe Saturday is when it got unlocked. I can't see what the date is. But we unlocked from the top rope, kill the enemy Spartan with a ground pound. We got that one fully unlocked. So now we have 11 of the 31 kill mastery commendations down and completed. The next two that we have on the level fours are the Pain Train, which is the Spartan Bash. We need another 217 of those, which isn't too bad. We could probably get that one maybe within a month or two. And then Sorry Mate, which is killing the Marines. We still need another, looks like 2,262.
I don't want to see what level 5 is. I really don't.
A lot? Does that count? So Abolistic says he's been working on grenade kills. Thanks for that. That one is a long way to go. On level 5, that is 38,900, and we currently have 7,558 of those. We just have a long way to go. Let's just try to get there before Halo 6. Yeah, I think that's it for the podcast tonight. We do have a giveaway. Since people are over here instead of watching the Sydney finals, or you might be watching both in the case of Bobby, we are going to be giving away a Dark Horse Silver Banshee. So for those on the stream, I have it held up to my camera right now so you can see it. We have a few people in the chat that are up for grabs. So I'm going to go ahead and pull the list of people real quick. Looks like we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people to pull from, which is actually a pretty good number compared to some of the viewer counts that we normally get. So I am going to put that into random.org. It looks like we actually lost a few people from earlier. I don't see Laird or Haas in here anymore. Using random.org, we are going to pick three. Number three is Abolistics.
Hey, congrats.
No pins mask needed. So yeah. Melissa's like, what? So yeah, you have won said Silver Banshee. So congratulations. Just DM me your address via Mixer or Discord or Twitter, any way like that. So just send me your address and I will get this shipped out this weekend to you. So congratulations. I've got plenty more giveaways in the back, which once I get moved, I'll be giving a lot more of those away. Pence says, I broke the mask when I had it for the win at PAX with Major Nelson. Oh, he's talking about... Okay, I know what he's talking about. He's talking about the signed plasma rifle that I got. You weren't there, so... Does that mean I broke it?
Says you sucked all the luck out of it.
Oh. Okay. Fair point. So yeah, congratulations to Avalistics. We have our game night on Friday, which will be hosted by GT tomorrow. So make sure you tune into that at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. That happens every Friday. We also have our Sunday nights when I stream Halo Wars 2 with Bobby. I think he is... You still good, Bobby, for co-streaming this coming Sunday? I'm guessing you are. We've been co-streaming the Legendary campaign. We did Operation Spearbreaker. We actually got both missions done this past weekend. And we're moving on to the Awakening the Nightmare DLC for this weekend. So he said he's going to be available to co-stream this weekend, which will be great. We'll probably get through two missions this weekend, depending on maybe when I can get available. Maybe we can start early and maybe get three done. That way, the next week, if it's in question, maybe we can get it knocked out within the next 2 weeks. And that way, I'll have it done before I get married. That happens normally. I try to stream at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays. And then we also have our podcast, which we stream on Mixer only. That is at 9 p.m. on Thursdays. Once I get moved in, I'll actually probably be able to stream a little bit more often. So I might add one more regular streaming night in there somewhere. We'll see what happens. I know Confal is in the chat. Is there any plans on doing kind of the Saturday competitive stuff in there? I don't know if I respond to that, but Confal, I know was working with Keys for a little bit on doing kind of a Spartan Company competitive setup on Saturdays for a little while. I don't know if that's been going on still or not. That'll definitely be something we'll bring back to light pretty consistently once we start practicing for the Halo Bowl, which an update on the cart. We actually heard from the Drunken Halo folks that the cart that we raised money for during last year's Halo Bowl is actually being delivered next week. It's either this week or next week. I think it's next week. And they're having a big delivery ceremony for it. So maybe we'll get some pictures or some media stuff for it so we can talk about it. But the money that was raised for the cart is finally being fulfilled. So we'll have a little more info to talk about that on the podcast either next week or the week after. For everyone that supported us last year, whether it's just rooting for our team or coming out and monetarily supporting the Halo Bowl, we really appreciate all the effort for you doing that and the support that you gave us and all the other podcasts that were part of the Halo Bowl. Looking forward to not coming in last place this year. At least, hope not. I might join you guys, Bobby and Confal, for a game or two after we're done here, so invite me in, and hopefully I won't suck as bad as I did earlier this week. I posted a screenshot of me, I think, going 6-20-something. It was bad. It was really bad.
That is bad.
I actually got a lot of sympathy on Twitter. It was 6-18, so it wasn't as bad, but yeah. It was bad. Pence is saying that's my level bad. It's all good. It's just, yeah, I've been a little rusty. I've been up and down on games, and I was playing when I was cold, so of course I wasn't playing very well. Wrapping up the podcast, make sure you check us out on our social networks. We are on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Mixer, Twitch. We have our Xbox Club. We have our Spartan Company, which I cleared out some people from last week. So our Spartan Company is open if you want to help us get some more kill commendations for the Athlon helmet. Not Athlon. Is it Athlon? Yeah, Athlon.
Achilles.
Sorry, thank you. Achilles. I don't know why I said Athlon. We had our Legacy of Onyx book podcast last week, so that is out now. That was a very long and interesting edit, but it was good to get that book done. There's still a lot that I want to go through and focus on when I go through that book again. Next book, not sure what we're going to be doing quite yet. We might actually change it up. I've been thinking maybe we could do the comics, maybe Initiation or Escalation, or even maybe go back to the original comics.
Quiet Pens. Well, yeah, if we do the comics, I'll have to get them because I don't have the comics.
I know Pins has the digitals and I have all the digitals. When they did it, they had that sale on the full collection.
Yeah, when I was broke.
It'll be on sale again probably this holiday season, so you can probably get your own, but I think we'll have ways to get you comics to go over them. If not, we can find another book to go through as well.
I would say let's catch up on the books and then we can go through the comics.
Okay. We'll get it figured out. We also are going to be... I don't know where I was going with that thought. Never mind. Going to cut that out. Also, make sure you check out our podcast network. You can find a bunch of different gaming-specific shows over at thepodcast.com. You can find podcasts such as CritzCast, Guardian Radio, The Learning Cliff, Work in Progress, How to Murder Time, and Podcast 76. They're all really good podcasts to listen to, really well done. The hosts are all great to listen to. If you fancy those kinds of podcasts, whether it's TF2 or Overwatch or Destiny or EVE Online, definitely make sure you go check them out. Or if you just need something to pass the time, that's another good reason to listen to them as well. Just head on over to thepodcast.com and let them know that we sent you. That's it for the podcast tonight. It was quite a bit of good discussion with the latest community update and the MCC update. I think we're just going to get some more good news coming out over the next couple weeks, even though it might be a slow trickle with the Halo World Championship Series also involved in the mix as well. Nonetheless, seems like we're in a pretty good, even though it's kind of a low and slow and quiet spot, a pretty good spot for Halo right now. Thanks everyone for tuning in to the live stream that did. We got quite an audience tonight, which was awesome to see. But we'll be back again next week, same time, same place. It'll be the last time that you'll see me streaming from this location live. And then I'll be in my new house on the next one. Probably won't be decorated yet, but I'll be in a new place. Thanks everyone for tuning in. We will catch you all on the flip side. Keep on fragging those MCC updates. The good kind of fragging, though.